The following interview was conducted by one of the film critics who participated in the 2015 Silent Sarajevo under the mentorship and guidance of Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I am Andra Petrescu from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and we are joined by Ismet Skurtuluş, director of who is presenting the project The Last Schnitzel for the Pack and Pitch project. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Could you please tell us something about your project?
Yeah, The Last Schnitzel is a 15-minute short film. It's a satire laced with science fiction elements on it, and it's taking place in a country named the Grand Turkish Republic. And the story is going to take in the year 2467, just before all the nations must leave the Earth to the new world Mars.
What's the personal signification for the film?
Okay, you know what? This is actually coming from a 2-page story that a close friend of mine wrote, and he just wrote this for a competition, and he wanted to get some money from that. There was a 1,000 euro award for it, and he just quickly wrote it and sent it to me, and I read it and I loved it. I mean, at that night I couldn't sleep, and I thought that I think I should do this as a film. And I mean, it's happened like a year ago, and we've been working on this with my co-director and co-producer Khan, who is in Copenhagen now, not here with us today. But we're gonna co-direct this project together, whatever. And me and Khan, we always think about it. And it's been a year, and we didn't lose the interest. And we have the actors and the people on it, and it's growing. And I think at that point, I feel the project is the right project for us. Now, on the other hand, this project is a satire, can use the power of the satire for doing a certain kind of criticism to the happenings, to the things that are happening in Turkey, and the Turkish government's actions in terms of freedom of speech. Because in my story, we have this president, I mean this Grand Turkish Republic's president, and he is doing whatever he wants as he is ruling his country, like he's doing the things in his backyard. And in Turkey we're having the same situation, but as a reality, not as a film. So that is the relation coming also for me for this story.
In which level of development are you now? Which phase of development are you? Because you said you have actors. Do you also have producers?
Yeah, we've been working on this for almost a year. We have the first funding from Danish Film Institute, from Film Workshop funding option, and we have actors attached to the project. We have a production designer, costume designer, DOP, first AD. We have some money on the project, 11,000. We're looking for 15 more, and we're planning to shoot it by the end of this year. We have the final script on our pocket, and the whole film is storyboarded. It's 215 shots now. Yeah, we're almost ready. We just need to find that extra money and go into production. And the film is gonna be shot on Copenhagen and Istanbul.
Could you please tell me how the Pack and Pitch helped you?
I've been pitching sessions that I just watched and sat and watched the people as they pitch. But this is the first time that I'm doing this, and this is nice and good because I had this experience on my mind now that is the most valuable thing to me. And also having that little informations from the teachers. I mean, I don't want to say little, it's a lot, but you're always getting some small pieces of informations from the sessions. So you just put them together and make it like a big mountain of the info, and you use it on your pitching. That's what I see. And also, we had this good energy, and we togetherness with these friends that we just felt that like we're not competing and not rivals, like we're just filmmakers and doing something great, and we're swimming on the same pool. That's what I felt I liked about it also.
Thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations for the prize of Pack and Pitch. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.